This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The latest round of talks involving the warring factions in Yemen ends Thursday with the UN circulating a draft agreement that includes a post-war political framework, reopening of the Sana'a airport, and a plan for the contested port city of Hodeidah. Yemen's foreign minister, Khalid Hussein al-Yamani, said the government is seeking a durable peace.
This step-by-step approach is bringing the Houthis to accept that there is no way for them to continue the war in Yemen. And the war is not the solution in Yemen, but peace should be the solution. And peace can only be gained through a very hard discussion on the table of negotiation.
The UN is seeking a breakthrough to end the four-year conflict that has left thousands dead and millions facing famine. Both sides have exchanged lists of prisoners and pledged to resume oil and gas exports. The Saudi-backed coalition has been under growing pressure to end the conflict in light of the October murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. That prompted the U.S. Senate to approve a resolution to end U.S. support for the Saudi coalition in Yemen. Senator Todd Young is from Indiana.
This is a serious national security issue, and that's why it's essential that we send a message giving our administration more leverage as they try and press the Saudis to negotiate in Sweden in good faith. The only end to this horrific situation is going to be through a negotiated settlement. That's what all of us want.
Wednesday's Senate vote clears the way for it to advance, but there is no similar effort underway in the House of Representatives. Tanzania has signed a multi-billion dollar agreement with Egyptian companies to construct a massive hydroelectric plant in a game reserve. Conservationists have opposed the plan to build the plant along the Rufiji River in the Zelos Game Reserve, warning it will destroy the environment, a key tourist destination. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May has survived a no-confidence vote by her ruling Conservative Party, 200 to 117, but MP Jacob Rees-Mogg said it's time for her to step down.
I think the Prime Minister should resign. She cannot get her deal through. Her very bad, unsatisfactory withdrawal agreement, which is not supported by the DUP, by many Conservatives, or by the opposition.
EU leaders meet on the Brexit matter Thursday, but have repeatedly ruled out any renegotiation. Monday, the Prime Minister cancelled a vote on her plan on future ties with the EU, widely expected to have resulted in defeat. Britain due to leave the EU March 29th. Canada has identified the second citizen questioned in China and has been missing since making contact with Canadian officials. Chrystia Freeland, the Canadian foreign minister.
We are aware of a Canadian who got in touch with us because he was being asked questions by Chinese authorities. We have not been able to make contact with him.
The detention of the two Canadian officials follows the release on bail of China's chief financial officer of the giant telecom Huawei, Meng Wanzhou, by a Canadian court following her December 1st arrest on charges of sanctions violations. The U.S. is seeking her extradition. U.S. national security officials told lawmakers in Washington that China's cyber espionage and theft of intellectual property from U.S. companies pose one of the largest economic and security challenges. John Demers is an assistant attorney general.
No one begrudges a nation that generates the most innovative ideas and from them develops the best technology. But we cannot tolerate a nation that steals the fruits of our brain power.
He said China is driven by a desire to be at the forefront of 10 critical technologies in its so-called Made in China 2025 plan. Meanwhile, a U.S. official said China is suspected in a massive data breach involving theft of personal information from as many as 500 million guests of the Marriott hotel chain. Police continue their manhunt for the suspect in the shooting deaths of two people in Tuesday's attack on a Christmas market in the French city of Strasbourg. Police are searching for the suspect identified as 29-year-old Sheriff Chicot, who has been known as a potential security risk. According to multiple sources, Venezuela's former oil minister, Nelson Martinez, arrested last year in a corruption probe of the state-run oil company, has died while in custody. He's said to have suffered a heart attack while undergoing dialysis. The California State Insurance Commissioner says claims from historic wildfires have topped $9 billion and are expected to grow. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.